the first time you see the dua, you see the Kaaba, any time ever, that's one time to make dua. But every time you go back, that's another time. So every new trip. So even if you've been there before, you're gonna make dua again, inshallah Allah accept it. Can a CPAP machine be used in ihram? Yes. So you can use a CPAP machine in ihram. If you don't know what CPAP is, then you don't even need to know the answer to the question. It's for that person who wrote the question. It's actually a little bit complicated. So I know you're supposed to listen to do talbiyah all the time, but reading Quran is I'm sure allowed. So listening to Quran permissible, meaning can I listen to MP3 player with Quran while in state of ihram? Yes, you can do that, but I really recommend that you don't take your MP3 player for two reasons. Number one, you're just going to be worried about whether it gets lost or not, and then that becomes a headache. And number two, I think you get it. One take-home message that you want to take is that this is like, it's about you interacting with Allah, all right? It's not about you listening to something and then reciting it, or you taking a book and like a parrot just reciting it. It's really about you thinking about what you're doing and thinking about who you're standing before and thinking about the land that you're standing on and thinking about what you're about to do and the benefits associated with it and making your interaction in that manner. So this is a time when you want to recite the talbiyah and think about the talbiyah and focus on the talbiyah. You can recite Quran your whole life. You know, that's how shaitan deceives people. You never recite Quran, right? A person never recites Quran, and then when they're sitting there, they then decide they want to recite Quran. Because shaitan knows that's the time for talbiyah, so get the guy to recite Quran, right? This is how shaitan distracts people. So at the time of talbiyah, you want to focus on the talbiyah. You want to focus on what you're about to do. You want to concentrate on what you're doing. And I'll tell you, Quran becomes very appealing at that time. Because that's exactly how shaitan tricks people. Not that Quran is not recommended at that time, but it's recommended in its boundary. And recommended, you know, you got the whole trip to recite the Quran. You're going to be in the masjid for hours on end. You're going to be in Mina for hours on end. Recite Quran all day and night over there. But at this point, where you're just, it's just a 25, 30 minute car ride, you know, to get to the Kaaba, really put some emphasis on the talbiyah, because that's really what's supposed to be recited at that time.